Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back to the show, Sam Crowley, Tuesday, May 12th, 2015. I hope you're having a most amazing day. Show's blowing up on iTunes all because of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. Right on pace for another record month of downloads. We're not even halfway through the month. We have over 50,000 downloads of the longest running motivational show on iTunes. Thank you so much. Twitter, hit me up at Sam Crowley. Got an idea for the show? Let me know. Reference Steven's question yesterday. Shout out to all the Twitter love we receive. We'll mention your Twitter handle. If I don't, make sure you say, hey, Sam, what's up? I tweeted you. You didn't mention me on the show. What's up, man? Let's right this wrong, okay? Hey, let's talk about yesterday. Piggyback on yesterday's show. Multiple streams of income. It's the only way I know to get through. It ain't the right way. It ain't the only way, period. It's just the only way I live. Is making sure I diversify. And a lot of questions come up. Hey, what's the best business? What is the best idea? What's the best stream of income? And my answer is the one that has the lowest barrier to entry, okay? Most people I know don't have a whole lot of money when they first start opening a business, going for their dream. I mean, here's the deal, okay? It'd be great if we all were sitting on $500,000 of cash. It'd be great if we all had a 780 FICO score here in the United States, a great credit score that you can have access to all the money that you want. But the reality is that's just not the case. And a lot of people who listen to this show are either in a job that they want to desperately get out of or they own a business that may be struggling. Look, it's not your fault, but it is your fault. I'm not giving you a free pass saying it's not your fault. Let me throw a warm blanket around you. No, this ain't every kid gets a trophy, okay? It's just, I tell my kids all the time, you compete in sports, there's a winner and there's a loser, all right? I will not put you on a team. At the end of the year, we have a sports banquet and everybody gets a trophy for participating. You don't get a trophy in life for participating. There's winners and there's losers. Now, you lost an event. You lost a match. You lost a competition. You are not a loser. And I think that's the biggest thing to distinguish among a lot of people is that you try, you fail, you're a loser, right? What's that song? I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you kill me? I remember that was like 20 years ago. I'm riding with a buddy of mine, and his daughter's 3 years old singing that in the back seat. We went and picked her up at some match or something, and she's like, I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you kill me? I think that's a nice song, right? That's nice. That's a song you want your kids singing. But that's the complete opposite end of the spectrum. There's winners and losers in business, you know? And if you're going to try to win in business, why don't you set yourself up for at least an opportunity to be successful? And, man, I'll tell you what, in 2015 – there are no shortage of opportunities out there. I think immediately my mind goes to online business because, again, there's not a lot of investment capital that's needed. Really, all you need is an idea. You can create a blog right out of WordPress. You go to GoDaddy, Network Solutions, Namecheap, Bluehost, whatever. Buy a domain name for $10. You're in business. I mean, seriously, you're in business. If you want to know how to do this, for example, I have two really short. They're like, I don't know, 3 or 4 minute tutorials that Rebecca, my assistant last year, put up there at everydayissaturday.com/hosting. And there's nothing to buy. It's just a couple of quick video tutorials because so many people ask me, literally, how do you launch a website? You know, over half of the businesses out in, at least in the U.S. right now, they have no website. And I know that sounds amazing. There's no way. It's yes, that's possible. But go to everydayissaturday.com/hosting. And just watch them. They're like 3 to 5 minute videos about how you can literally just buy a domain name and then launch a WordPress video or a WordPress blog today. I mean, you could have your first blog post running by 5 o'clock this afternoon, or not, or you can continue to think and think and think and think. You know, if this was 40 years ago, you would literally have to go to a bank to get financing to invest thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in a brick and mortar, a factory, supply house, warehouse, coffee shop, florist, restaurant, and then you assume all of the risk and the likelihood of you actually still having that brick and mortar business 5 years from now is nil. You know, I remember I was going to buy a real estate agency. This was back, I don't even know, was this 7-8 years ago? One of my big ideas. And because I love real estate, it's just such a calculable investment. But you need money and a credit score and banks. You know, you need a lot of different things as opposed to an online business. But anyway, the owner of the real estate agency said, hey, it's worth a few hundred grand. It was a real small agency in a small town. He said, hey, it's worth a few hundred grand. Because this is what we do with business. And this was, fortunately, I didn't pull the trigger on it because it was literally right when the housing market was just starting to crash in the U.S. And I said, okay, let me go to the bank. And I go to the commercial lending guy, and nice guy, but I said, hey, it's worth this. He said, Sam, let me give you a lesson, okay? That's just goodwill, what's going on inside that building. That business isn't worth anything. Excuse me. He said, that broker leaves. And when he leaves, he leaves all the goodwill. People have relationships with him. Now, his agents may still be there, but we ain't lending you any money based on what that real estate business does. And I said, well, that's dumb. I mean, he's been in business 20, 25, I think maybe 30 years. He goes, yeah, we'll lend you money based on the value of the building. That's all we're going to lend you money on, because at least we know the building will still be standing after you're out of business. And I thought about that, and I left this meeting, and I thought, what a jerk. You know, I mean, he doesn't get it. He just doesn't get it. He doesn't understand. There's a lot of revenue there. And then 5 years later, he's right. He's right. Don't go buying a business based on, don't ever fall for it. Let me even put it this way, okay? Because I went through this with the Quiznos I lost that I talk about nonstop, because it's really, it shattered me, man. I mean, it hit me. You talk about a body blow. Oh, my God, that hurt a lot. It hurt psychologically more than my bank account did, because I just felt like somebody just sold me up the river. And don't ever buy what the owner's selling, okay? Don't ever buy what, because buyers are liars, okay? The owner wants you to buy. They're not going to, and I don't even, and look, forget it. I don't even care if it's your relative, okay? They're not going to make the worst case scenario sound so bad, and they're going to make the best case scenario sound unbelievably good. Just always have your guard up. Now, when you have an online business, there's really no emotion, because you could literally buy a business. If you're in Australia right now, you could buy a U.S.-based online business, and it's just a matter of transferring the domain name, the assets virtually, and boom, that's you. There's no emotion. You're not meeting in person. You may Skype or talk, but there's not like, you know, you're emotionally attached. It's numbers. It's just strictly numbers. Back to the very first minute of the show. Which online business, which multiple stream of income should you get going with first? Here's my equation. And look, guys, just take it for what it's worth. All right. I am not Sammy Shark Tank by any stretch. I'm just like you. I'm a guy that's I'm rolling up my sleeves every day, trying to figure out, do different things. I'm doing some cool stuff now. I know I keep telling you I'm going to share with you, but I don't want to recommend anything that I don't try first. It's just kind of a, I don't know, just kind of maybe my conscience getting to me. I don't want to say, hey, buy this as an affiliate, and I've never tried it before. But here's my recommendation for you, all right? What do you really, really love to do? Okay, me, I like to trade. I like real estate. I like just, I'm a gambler. I'm a risk taker. You know, that stuff gets me going. I've got some safer things, like every day is Saturday when I speak and things like that. But I just like the thrill of the hunt. That gets me jacked up. Like, I would go to Flippa, F-L-I-P-P-A, Flippa.com, and I would search websites there. I've done this a number of times. I never really pulled the trigger on it. But just take a look at what websites are selling for right now at Flippa.com, F-L-I-P-P-A. And you'll see there's websites there with revenues of $200 a month coming in that they just built last month. And they've got AdSense coming in or something like that to just barely a couple hundred bucks yet. They're selling for $3,000. Why is that? Well, because I think, and you'll have to look at Flippa, how they value a website and a domain name. It might even be 18 to 24 months times current earnings. So if something's earning $200 a month, 12 times 200, what is that, $2,400? You could sell that for, if you could just get a website making $200 a month, which is very simple to do. Go to ClickBank and take a product. This is what I was going to do. I was going to buy a site on Flippa last year, and I was going to monetize it through ClickBank and just flip it. But I got sidetracked. I didn't do it. Why did I get sidetracked? Because I wasn't passionate about it. It was an investment in a portfolio, and I just didn't do it. But if you want to do it, and you're just, you could buy how to fish, how to do video, stocks, anything like that. You want to buy a website on Flippa, do your due diligence, find out how to do it. Take 30 days and investigate what a website is worth and get yourself indoctrinated into that and pull the trigger. Don't overthink it, but do your due diligence. And then, or you could do this. If you go to everydayisaturday.com/hosting and you learn how to just take a domain name and put a blog out there, why don't you create your own site in WordPress, for example, and then flip that site 60 days from now and make a few $100, make a few $1,000s. It'll be worth however much work you put into it. You're not going to ever get away with not doing work. Either you're going to pay a premium because somebody else already did the grunt work and got that site up and running or got that business up and running, or you're going to do the grunt work and then you're going to get paid more because that's your sweat equity. Either way, there's no avoiding the work. If you want to avoid the work, you're going to pay more money for the product, all right? I hope that makes sense for today's show. I'm going to try to record a couple more, maybe today, maybe one or two more today, but I just want to keep you thinking. You know, this is how you make every day Saturday. You don't sit sedentary for days at a time and not do anything. I mean, my God, that's the waste of a life right there, let alone your brain and your bank account. Are you with me? All right, guys, hit me up on Twitter, @SamCrowley. Let me know you're listening to the show. Hey, love the show, let me know. Hate the show, let me know. Either way, let me know. And I'll give you a little love on the podcast as well. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter, @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use #EveryDayIsSaturday.